Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called You Can't Sit With Us, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Anne, John, and Kaylee Irwin and their family, Noah, Avery, and Eli and their family in Chicago, Hazel and Sammy Cerrone and their family, Wesley and Kira and their family in Culver City, California, and Poppy and her family in Philadelphia. Thank you so much, Poppy, Kira, Wesley, Sammy, Hazel, Eli, Avery, Noah, Kaylee, John, and Anne. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. I've been working on getting more sleep lately, and one of the things that's making it easier for me to get to bed early are my new Percal sheets from Parachute. They're light, crisp, cool to the touch, and made of premium 100% long staple Egyptian cotton that has been garment washed for softness, so they'll only get better with time. They're exactly the kind of comfy home essential I needed to help me prioritize my daily self-care routine. Parachute makes home essentials that are designed in Los Angeles and responsibly manufactured by expert craftspeople around the globe, using only the highest quality materials. They make bedding, bath linens, a mattress, rugs, curtains, baby items, throws, pillows, robes, and all things soft and wonderful for story time, bedtime, and every other time of day. The Parachute style is California casual, laid back, effortless, and very comfortable, and their Ecotec certification means their products are safely made without any harmful chemicals or synthetics. Visit parachutehome.com/stories for free shipping and returns on Parachute's very comfortable home essentials. That's parachute.com/stories for free shipping and returns on soft sheets, cozy loungewear, and all things comfy. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! You Can't Sit With Us. Chloe walked nervously into the hot lunch line, tray in hand. Except there wasn't just one line, there were three, and she wasn't sure which line had which kind of food. She picked one at random and found herself before a cafeteria lady, her hair a big brown bush in her hairnet. "What do you have in this line?" Chloe asked, all too aware of the people waiting behind her. They were chatting and laughing. How had they made friends already?
"I got cream corn, I got corn cream, and I got turkey slonkas."
"Turkey what?" The cafeteria lady slopped down three different colored scoops and ushered Chloe on her way. The scoops didn't look appetizing, but she added a chocolate milk and a plastic-wrapped cookie to round things out. She paid by swiping her card at the end of the line and then walked into the lunchroom and froze. Oh, wow, she said. The lunchroom at her new school seemed to stretch forever. There were long tables and round tables and square tables and even a vending machine. Everywhere, kids were talking and laughing and just being loud and enjoying their first day of school. They seemed to all know each other, and Chloe felt like the odd one out. She recognized some kids from her old school, but no one she was friends with. It really was a whole new world. Chloe's old lunchroom had been in the basement of her school and had held maybe four long tables, but really three and a half. She had sat next to her friends Ada and Hakeem every day, and they had traded food and Pokemon cards and just laughed and had fun. But Ada moved to the next town over, and Hakeem went to a private school now. Sure, they still hung out after school and stuff, but that didn't help Chloe right now, staring out at a sea of strange faces, random empty seats, and crisscrossing kids. For a minute, she thought about not sitting at all. And then she imagined how silly she'd look, standing in the corner, trying to eat creamed corn or corned cream while balancing her tray on one hand. She'd end up with it on her shoes, and that would definitely ruin the second half of her day. Gathering her courage, Chloe walked up to a nearby table. It was mostly girls that looked like they were in her grade, and one of them had a Pikachu patch on her backpack. Chloe had an Eevee patch, so maybe they'd have something to talk about. Hey, I like your patch, she said, walking up and awkwardly introducing herself, breaking into their chatter. Is it okay if I sit here? The girls all looked at her, and from the expressions on their faces, Chloe knew she'd made a mistake. Who even are you? One of the girls said. I'm Chloe, Chloe said, trying to put on a brave face. Oh my god, I wasn't actually asking, laughed the girl.
Yeah, you definitely can't sit with us, said another. Bye, random girl.
Chloe felt her cheeks flush, sad and mad and embarrassed all at once. She turned and walked away before the mean girls could see the tears stinging at the corners of her eyes. She knew in her brain that it didn't matter what they said, but she couldn't help her heart from feeling it in the moment. Luckily, mercifully, Chloe found a long table that was mostly empty. She sat on one side, empty seats all around her, and wiped away her tears before anyone could see them. Part of her wanted to just leave her food and spend the rest of lunch in the bathroom. But no, she wouldn't let a few girls ruin her entire meal. She'd eat her creamed corn and corned cream and even the turkey slonkers. Eating was good. It kept her hands busy, and when she felt busy, she didn't feel so alone. A couple minutes later, another girl sat down diagonally across from Chloe. She had great long curls of hair and a peppering of freckles across her nose. On her t-shirt was a Charmander. The girl looked shy and immediately started busying herself by pulling food from a brown paper lunch bag. Chloe thought that this girl looked how Chloe felt, and she liked Pokemon too. Should I say hi? She wondered. Of course, it had blown up in her face earlier. Maybe it would be better, or easier at least, to just not try and make new lunch friends. She could eat alone, or maybe bring a book or something. Chloe took a few bites of her slop and then shook her head. Was she really going to let a few mean girls make her be quiet and alone for the rest of the year? Hey, she said, and then again a little louder. Hey, I love your shirt! Charmander is my mom's favorite Pokemon. The girl looked up and smiled a crooked smile. She instantly brightened, and Chloe could tell she had made the right decision. He's my third favorite. Well, fourth, if you count all the evolutions. Well, wait, do we count the new games, too? Chloe smiled back, laughing a little at the girl's rapid-fire response. Clearly, Chloe hadn't been the only one who was hungry for a friend. We count everything, she said. I'm Chloe, by the way. I'm Siobhan, said the girl, smiling from behind her long curls. Okay, first it's Bulbasaur from way back. They started talking about Pokemon and then soccer, and then on to cartoons, and soon they got the attention of another pair sitting at a table behind them. Their names were Mary and Amir, and they were new to the school, too. The four of them all turned around and started talking together, and before Chloe knew it, the bell was ringing and it was time to go to math. Can we all eat together tomorrow? Chloe asked, hoping they'd say yes, but a little embarrassed that she'd asked at all. Totally, said Siobhan.
For sure, said Mary.
Sounds good, Amir agreed.
Cool, said Chloe. See you guys later.
See ya,
Siobhan said, and then they all went off to class. Chloe actually had math with Amir, and they got to be partners for some intro problems. The rest of the day went by pretty fast, and Chloe went home with a smile on her face. The next day at lunch, Chloe got there early and went through the hot lunch line. She was a little more confident and actually ended up picking the line with French bread pizza and salad.
She went back to the same end of the same long table as yesterday, but there was no one there.
I'm probably just early, Chloe thought, but she felt tears stinging at her eyes again. Yesterday had gone so well. She thought she had made friends to eat with. Now here she was, alone again and sitting by herself.
Why the long face? Amir asked, sliding into the seat across from her. You don't like pizza?
Chloe looked up and smiled. You're here!
Yeah, of course I am, he said. I saw Siobhan and Mary in line. They said to save them some seats.
Chloe felt relief flood through her. She had been so worried she let her mind run away from her. When she got nervous like that, it was like she was chasing her own thoughts around the yard, but they bobbed and weaved like butterflies. Mary and Siobhan joined them soon, and they had another great lunch. They weren't allowed to bring their Pokemon cards into school, but they all agreed to write down which ones they had so they could compare notes the next day. Chloe went through her whole collection that night, and she was bursting with thoughts when she sat down with the others at their now customary spot at the end of the long table.
Oh, you have a list, Siobhan said. I have several lists, Chloe said, holding them up. Me too, said Mary,
and they all started passing papers back and forth, looking at the lists of cards over their lunches and stacking the ones they had all read in front of an empty seat next to them. It was all going great, until Chloe felt someone hovering next to their table. She looked up to see a kid she didn't recognize.
Hey, my name's Doug Kid, and I like your patch, he said. Do you think I could sit with you guys?
They all looked at each other and then looked at the empty seat they were using to stack their papers. We're kind of using this seat, Chloe said.
Yeah, sorry, man,
Amir said, turning away to talk to Siobhan and Mary again. They started laughing at a joke he told, and Duncan was forgotten. Chloe watched his face as he turned away, though, and in a flash, she remembered wearing that same sad face on her first day of school. What had she just done? Could they really not move a few papers to make a new kid feel welcome?
Hey, she said, turning to her friends. I think we messed up.
Embarrassed a little at first, Chloe started to talk, and her friends listened closely. Walking across the cafeteria, Duncan felt his cheeks flush, sad and mad and embarrassed all at once. All at once. He turned and walked away before the group could see the tears stinging at the corners of his eyes. He knew in his brain that it didn't matter what they said, but he couldn't help his heart from feeling it in the moment. Luckily, mercifully, Duncan found a long table that was mostly empty. He sat on one side, empty seats all around him, and wiped away his tears before anyone could see them. Part of him wanted to just leave his food and spend the rest of lunch in the bathroom, and that part of him was winning out. He was just about to go throw away his tray and flee the lunchroom when Chloe sat down across from him.
Hey, she said. Is this seat taken?
What? Taken? No, Duncan mumbled. How about these? Asked Amir,
and he, Siobhan, and Mary all sat down around them.
Duncan said, confused.
We should have let you sit with us, Chloe said. So, is it okay if we sit with you instead?
Duncan smiled shyly.
Oh, yeah, he said. That would be great.
And they all sat and started to talk and laugh. By the end of lunch, their little group had gained another member. And they had gained another friend.
The end. Today's story, You Can't Sit With Us, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. The Imagine Neighborhood invites you to explore their special series, Imagine Equity, 6 stories about race, justice, and making things right. Sponsored by the Allstate Foundation, Imagine Equity uses humor to help families talk about identity, bias, and inclusion with kids ages 4 to 10. Backed by cutting-edge research in child development, The Imagine Neighborhood is an award-winning, story-based podcast that's as fun as it is helpful for both kids and grown-ups. Visit howwereyoukind.today/stories for more.
If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.